The former Nixon and Reagan aide and talk show host had the border as his first stop on the San Diego itinerary, and he also had some unwanted company.
Is this where the tour forms up? Come down and talk to Pat.
White supremacist Tom Metzger said he just wanted to talk to Buchanan about his stand on immigration. The Buchanan camp wasn't happy Metzger had crashed their carefully organized media event.
Go home! This is my home!
This is like an advanced man's nightmare.
Well, unfortunately, there's going to be too many people out there to think that this Metzger racist and Pat Buchanan have something in common, which they don't.
After reporters were driven to a remote section of the border fence, complete with gaping holes, Buchanan arrived. It wasn't long into the news conference that Metzger arrived with his idea.
Bring the National Guard from L.A. when I get done with them. Bring them right down here. Put them boom, 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 boom. Shoot, shoot, shoot. One night. Is he a candidate over there?
I think he's been waiting to talk to you.
Well, that's okay. Buchanan, get himself on the ballot.
As Metzger's son videotaped the whole scene, Buchanan was quickly escorted right around Metzger.
I don't even know which one he is.
I think I had him on crossfire a long time ago.
Now, Tom Metzger joined your press conference.
Is that who that guy was?
That's who it was. He sent us a press release. He sent us a fax. He said, I'm going down there to try and have Buchanan.
Right.
Anything in common with Tom Metzger?
No, we don't. I've had him on crossfire one time, 2,000 miles away. But no, I didn't know if it was the Metzger. We kind of went through his little group, and he showed up at the short end of our press conference. No. I mean, we have nothing in common with him. My view is that American citizens are black. Whether you're black or Hispanic descent or Asian descent, have the same constitutional and civil rights as Pat Buchanan and Roger Hedgecock, and they should be treated fairly and equitably. We do have a right to defend our frontiers, I think, from illegal invasion, even if most of those coming in are basically coming in looking for work.
Okay.
And so the difference between me and this gentleman you mentioned is as great as the difference between me and David Duke and we buried in South Carolina.
All right.
Okay, that's here, the fence, a metal spine snaking along brush-covered hills, separating the United States and Mexico. And here, the entrepreneurs, manning a soda stand, hard by a hole in the fence. Hopelessness and hope supporting each other. And who are the usual customers?
Las personas que pasan.
Las personas que pasan, the people who pass. The ones who would be crossing now if there were a news conference planned here with a politician. And even though he has no chance of wresting the GOP nomination from George Bush, Pat Buchanan has more than mastered the arena where image holds sway over substance. He arrived looking very presidential. His theme was one he sounded before.
To be candid, the President of the United States is not doing his job of enforcing the laws of the United States with regard to illegal immigration.
Buchanan wants stronger enforcement, beefing up the Border Patrol, a better fence. But there's one thing he doesn't want.
How about all those Republican fat cats that are making millions off Westpac?
Pat Buchanan doesn't want the support or endorsement of Tom Metzger, KKK leader and white supremacist. And though they tried to keep him out, Metzger managed to offer up his solution to the immigration problem.
Bring the National Guard from L.A. when I get done with them, bring them right down here. Put them boom, 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 boom.
Buchanan doesn't even want Metzger's money.
He hasn't contributed anything to us yet. We're not looking for any of the contributions. And if we got anything from him, we'll send it back.
Republican presidential candidate Pat Buchanan came to talk about illegal immigration. Thought he had to share center stage with avowed racist Tom Metzger. He's also talking tough about immigration. Byron Harlan reports.
Buchanan's supporters started shouting down Tom Metzger almost right away.
You don't want any more money and contributions from our people?
You're not doing
Pat
a favor by being here.
Another middle-class white wimp.
Tom Metzger wasn't the only problem for Buchanan backers. Some supporters who heard the candidate would be here showed up, hoping to meet him. They got turned away.
I mean, most candidates are there for public to see him, to listen to him speak.
And while he made his case, Tom Metzger started getting in his gig.
You're not going to change anything. Neither are the fat cats in the Democrat Party. They're a bunch of hypocrites.
Tom Metzger wants the National Guard here to shoot illegal immigrants. Pat Buchanan wants a fence, one without holes. He also wants something else, to put as much distance between him and Tom Metzger as possible.